For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery. The city of Lansing will use a federal grant to document how the Interstate 496 expressway impacted African-American families uprooted by the project. The construction of Interstate 496 began in 1963. By the time the project was finished in 1970, more than 840 homes and businesses in the heart of Lansing's African-American neighborhood had been demolished. Lansing will use a more than $39,000 National Park Service grant to study the project's legacy. Lansing resident Adolph Burton was a child when the highway project began.
And we moved from the south side of St. Joe to the north side of St. Joe in 63. We purchased a lot, dug a hole, and purchased one of the homes that was getting torn down and moved it across the street. My sister currently still lives in that house yet today.
Historians say the completion of I-496 accelerated white flight and increased redlining in Lansing. The project will recreate a virtual online representation of what the city looked like before the highway was built. In Lansing, I'm Kevin Lavery for WKAR News.